Isaiah chapter 2, you've got a wonderful prophecy of the kingdom here. And then verse 5, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. It's an appeal, but look, because this kingdom is really going to come, let's repent, let's live the kingdom life now. But they didn't want to do that. Judah was full, verse 7, of silver and gold, no end of their treasures, their horses and chariots, which of course they weren't supposed to have, according to the law. Their land is full of idols, verse 8. But then, verse 9, man is brought low and mankind is humbled. I'm going to read throughout this chapter of how in the final day of judgment, man is going to be brought down and all human strength is going to be humbled. And so enter into the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of Yahweh. This is very much the language of Moses hiding himself in a cleft of the rock. Verse 11, the lofty looks of man will be brought low. The arrogance of men will be bowed down. Yahweh alone will be exalted in that day. For there will be a day of Yahweh for all that is proud and haughty. All that is lifted up shall be brought low. This is such a repeated emphasis that everything that's high shall be brought low. The cedars of Lebanon, very tall, that are high and lifted up will be brought low. All the high mountains and hills that are lifted up will be brought low. Every lofty tower and fortified wall, the defences of Jerusalem, which they had built up, will be brought down. All the masts of the ships of Tarshish will be brought down. Again, verse 17, the pride of man shall be bowed down, the arrogance of man shall be brought low, and Yahweh alone shall be exalted in that day. Men will go into the caves and into the holes of the earth from before the terror of Yahweh. In other words, they will come down, hide themselves in the lowest parts of the earth. And in that day, men shall cast away their idols of silver and gold to the moles and to the bats. So this is what's going to happen when Jesus comes in the final day of the Lord. But all that seemed so important, portfolios, bank balances, expensive cars, furnishings, silver, gold, just be thrown away. And the moles and the bats will wonder what on earth was all the fuss about that stuff for. And the repeated idea is that everything and everybody is going to be brought down. For God, humility is absolutely paramount. This whole section, and in fact, all the following chapters really in Isaiah, but particularly in chapter 2, this bringing down of all human strength and pride is so emphasized. Now, that is what's going to happen when Jesus comes back, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. We've read that twice here. But now, for the believer, the Lord alone is to be exalted. The Lord Jesus has been exalted and given the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee, that is of every believer, shall bow. And so in that sense, God has been exalted through his Son. Not that Jesus is God, but God nonetheless is exalted through the exaltation that he has given to his Son. And we as believers are to accept that now, that he has been exalted. And we bow down and resign all our human strength, all trust in human strength, all trust in powerful people, in tall cedars, in tall buildings, in tall defences. The pride of man has got to be bowed down now before the Lord. So in the end, flesh must be humbled. We have got to learn that lesson of humility either now or in the day of condemnation at the last day. So God's intention then is to bring us down that he might exalt us. And those who cavil with that, those who fight back, those who will not be humbled, will be brought down to the dust of condemnation. And there they will stay. Now Peter says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. The idea is, get with the program. Don't resist it. It's really a race to the bottom. That's what it is, really, that we are being brought down so that we might be lifted up That is the idea. We're brought down that we might be lifted up eternally when Jesus comes back. So don't be surprised if you are humbled. In fact, get with the program, because that is the intention of God, to humble you, to bring you down, to bring down all trust in that which is strong, humanly speaking, to bring down all pride. And that's why things go wrong in life. Maybe relatively little things. You may be particularly good at something. I don't know, you may be a very good painter and decorator, but then you make an uncharacteristic mess of something. You may be a very careful driver, but for some reason you do just go over the speed limit and bang, you get caught on camera. And you lose points and pay a fine and all the rest of it. And it can be bigger things. That you who generally do not, I don't know, get drunk, do not abuse alcohol, you go out one evening and uncharacteristically you do, and you suffer because of it. Now, this then is typical of how God is going to work through human sin, through situations, to bring people down. Because we must be humbled so that we might be lifted up. And as I say, the quicker you perceive this, I think the more sense life makes and the less we are shocked and surprised if suddenly you get a terminal illness or someone in your family does, right? Yeah, it would all be part of the program. And it's very easy to say that when these things hit. It is not, of course, so easy to just calmly take it like that. But all the same, this is how life goes. It can be that things keep on hitting us out of left field. Yeah, you're tripping along in life, thinking it's all chugging along, and then you're hit by something that forces you to your knees, really on your knees before God begging. And that is what's going to happen in the life that wants to be humbled, in the life that realizes that, yes, I want to be in the kingdom of God more than anything else in the world. These things will happen, not because God is cruel, but because that humility, that giving up all trust in human strength, that pride that unfortunately is so inbuilt almost to us, or should we say we have a very strong tendency towards pride, that has all got to be brought down. And we have to recognize that. And this is why things often happen that appear to be unfair. And unless you realize this, you'll be caught up on the unfairness and the injustice of what happened until you see this wider, loving hand of God seeking to not to humiliate us, but to humble us under his mighty hand so that, not because he hates us, but so that he might exalt us in due time. And we are going to live forever and ever and ever and ever. It does us good to try to imagine that until your mind sort of trips, until you realize that, wow, this is it. That, wow, this is going to go on forever and ever. There will be no end at all. And this life is just a couple of millimeters. Wow. It is absolutely necessary that we are humbled before we can just go into that kingdom. It has to be. And I suppose the day of judgment will be the final part of that humbling process. But it is going on now. And the more fervent your desire to be in the kingdom, the more you grasp this, that I by his grace shall live eternally, by his grace, well, you are going to be humbled. As I say, the key thing is not to resist the process, but to see that, yes, this is the mighty hand of God, and yet he has a purpose. And although you cannot attach immediate meaning to event, yet you can see that it is the same hand that is bringing you down that will bring you up. And this is, you know, Philippians 2, really, that the Lord Jesus is described 7 times as humbling himself, and then finally even to death, and then the final point, even death of the cross. And then you read the 7 stages of his exaltation. This sort of V-shaped plan of God to bring us down and lift us up, that's slightly not the case, because, I mean, you're going to rise up far higher than you ever were. But, you know, this idea to bring down so that you might be brought up, this is critical to understand. We actually signed up to it when we were baptized. You went into the water, you died with Jesus, you came up out of the water in resurrection. And this process goes on, playing itself out throughout human life.